A boy who doesn't know who his father is. What's the term for that?
Orphan.
But a pejorative term? Or he doesn't have a father?
Well, fatherless kid.
What about in the old days, there's always, you know, he's usually the bad guy in these medieval stories, you know, because he's probably the son of the king, but the king doesn't acknowledge. My descriptions aren't that good anyway. There's a celebration called a shivery. Do you know what that is?
Not really.
Okay. There's a musical instrument that you play with your mouth. What do you call it?
Well, it's a harmonica. Jew's harp.
A what?
A Jew's harp.
A Jew's harp. Right. Is that the same as a harmonica?
No. It's one that you twang.
Oh, okay. You turn on the radio and you listen to
music.
And kids play on this. It's a thing that goes up and down like that. What do you call that?
Teeter totter.
When you have a turkey and you get that bone out of its clavicle, I guess it's a clavicle bone, and you pull it. What do you call that?
Wishbone.
And what word would you use to say you carry a heavy load? If you're carrying a heavy load, you say you are.
Loaded.
Loaded.
Well, it could be a burden.
The opposite of boyfriend is?
Girlfriend.
What are some local parties or fairs in El Paso?
You mean, where are some parties?
Local celebrations in El Paso.
Local celebrations. Well, they have a Dia de Fiestas.
What kind of fiestas do we have?
Well, the Spanish have them. I'm trying to think when. Around Christmas time, they have special ones, and I'm trying to think of the term.
There's one in May that they do. What's the one in May? What's the thing where all the horses that have the broncos?
Well, that's a rodeo.
Okay. If somebody can tell a joke or laughs at jokes, you say that they have a good sense of
humor.
And somebody who accompanies you to a party is your
escort.
And women apply this to their cheeks.
Rouge.
Right. A person who dresses up in Western clothes, but just to look the part. He's not a real cowboy. But he's not a real cowboy.
Drugstore cowboy.
Okay.